Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Devorich?
Here.
Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here, and it is certainly exciting to see Councilwoman Devorich with us this evening. We're thrilled to have you back, and, you know, thank God. And John? Yeah, good to see both of you. God bless you both. Yes, absolutely.
Chris, because there's been an echo out there real bad, I guess, and I'm trying to see if they can hear it still. And he said there's things we can talk about, soundproofing or whatever. So I don't know if it's still going on, if you wanted to ask.
Part of the problem with the echo deals with when we leave that mic on in front of us and it picks up the sound. So I have to pay attention to make sure the light's red on it. Yeah, it's off now, but when it gets left on, the feedback, it makes it difficult to hear. We spoke about that, yeah. But if there's other things we need to do, by all means, we can. The next order of business is the disposal of your meeting minutes. Moved by Salito, seconded by Julian, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Reports and communications.
I have none.
Public remarks concerning the agenda. Would anyone like to speak on an agenda item? It's not on. Oh, okay. All right. So there's no public remarks regarding agenda items. Council committee reports.
I have none.
Next order of business, the presentation of tonight's legislation.
Draft number 103-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance amending the zoning of parcels 25-723598 and 25-723599 and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Waddell for a third reading. Questions or comments? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes, I have some. So this is the one that we've been talking about with the potential dealership and how it abuts up into Shaw Condos. I want on the record to state the way I understand this, Phil, that there will be two phases, right? Phase one is the initial 422 development, and the back half of the property would be considered a phase two where it abuts up to the concerned residents of Shaw Condos, correct?
I believe that's what they have initially laid out, yes. I believe that to be correct, yes.
So we had had discussion about water intrusion. We had discussion about evasive lighting coming from the parking lot. And there has been discussion with their council of natural tree line, maintaining a natural tree line. There has also been some discussion about in the winter months the natural tree line may not be sufficient enough. When phase two is ready for development, that will have to come back to the planning commission, not necessarily city council, but it'll go back to the planning commission to review those plans and address those concerns in a public meeting, correct?
Yeah, correct. The plans would be submitted to the planning commission as new construction for approval, and ensure that they're in compliance with our Niles codified ordinance, which would include the buffer zone that is a concern.
And at that point in time, it would be the responsibility of the Housing and Zoning Commission to review those plans, make sure these residents' concerns are addressed through the proposal.
The Planning Commission, right, yeah. Correct, yes. And then after that, you know, the permits would be issued with that approval, and then insurance of compliance with the permits or, you know, otherwise be revoked. So.
One final thing for the record, that would be a public meeting, correct?
Planning Commission meeting is public. Is open.
And how are there notices sent out to the residents when that happens?
No, the notices are generally just published as usual on our website and in the newspaper, pursuant to the open meetings law.
Okay. Can we confirm that when that takes place, obviously that'll be disclosed to council, and if I can, I can just make sure that the proper people know.
I can ensure that you get a notice of it.
Thank you, guys.
Any other questions? Call a roll for a third reading, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Motion to adopt.
Joy and seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments?
Yeah, one more comment, Mr. Marino. I want to also state that we are excited for the economic development, the partnership. They have given us no reason to have any concerns. They have been open and honest with us. I hope that my concerns are purely represented that of the residents. These are people that live here full-time, have been here prior to this development, and I appreciate all of the time and attention that their legal counsel has given us on this now and going forward.
And I share your same sentiments, and I appreciate you following up on this. So I'm with you in terms of what you asked and ensuring that the property owners are protected. So thank you. Call the roll, please, for adoption.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Sheriff 103-24 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present drafts for a second reading?
Draft number 112-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance approving the form and authorizing the execution of Blue Creek Wind Schedule with American Municipal Power Incorporated and taking of other actions in connection therewith.
Motion for second reading.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Lastic for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft 112-24 has received its second reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 116-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 547.02 NCO and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend with discussion.
Second.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Julian for suspension. Questions or comments, Mr. Salito?
Okay, this issue is about the grass. We have an ordinance in place that says about, as we know, you have to have your grass cut. And we've had several calls about neighbors being upset that there's ticks and different rodents and stuff because the way it reads right now, if somebody's grass gets a foot high, we go by and give them a notice. They got 7 days to go get it cut. Well, you have some people that are doing this, and after speaking with Duke and Matt that works for the city, they're running around across the city chasing after people because some people are cutting their grass three times the whole year, which is not fair to the people that are keeping their grass up. They're getting, they'll wait till they get the notice, they'll cut it, and then they'll start the same cycle again and do the same thing for 7-8 weeks and then go get it cut, and then they do that and they keep playing this game on this process. And I do think time is of the essence. I think this is going on too long. We have an ordinance in place, and this is going to allow them to get a warning once a year, not once in a lifetime. Once a year, they'll get a warning. Hey, you're a violation of the ordinance. Quit playing the game. Get your grass cut. If you don't care, your neighbors do care. And they're maintaining, going out weekly and getting their grass cut. And again, I think there's a health and safety issue with ticks and rodents and other things, as well as the aesthetics of what it looks like. So that was my reasoning to have it suspended.
Other comments? Mr. Johnstone? Oh, Mr. Shealy?
To back Doug up on that, I had a resident get a hold of me earlier in the summer about a house over on Pearl, and I'd gone over there, and the city had been on this person about cutting their grass. And they cut everything in the front and down the sides. And then in the back, it was like 2 feet tall, looked like a hayfield. And that's where they stopped and left it. And the rest was getting high again. So I had contacted Matt and Duke down there and talked to them about that. And they got on them. And then here I was made aware by Frank that this has been going on since about 2018 with the same house. So you're having this, to back Doug up, you're having this issue over and over again with the same residents where they run it out as long as they can, and then the neighbors got to deal with this.
We've had neighbors now say, a guy just today said, look, I'm not cutting mine either, that I'll play the game too, and we'll do it once every 7 weeks, and if you're not going to enforce it with them, and what was your rationale to continue? I said, well, we wanted to put a notice. He said, the ordinance is a notice. Now you're giving them a warning on top of that, so they're more, I think they're getting more than enough ample notice. You got an ordinance in place, which you should know, but if you don't, you're going to get one warning, and now you know it, so you know, let's get with the times and quit inconveniencing your neighbors. So that was my rationale.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yeah, I support this ordinance 100%. There are, to every rule, there is always those rule breakers. There's always somebody that finds the loopholes and to find the way to play the games, and that is, we need to have that addressed. My concern has never been this ordinance whatsoever. My concern is transparency. It's something that ran on in my campaign. Unless it is financially needed from the city to suspend these rules, we have council rules in place to give three readings. This is a change in a law, change that could affect somebody, and the last thing I want to hear is that we changed it and overnight and suspended the rules. Three readings is absolutely necessary, in my opinion.
Thank you. Any others? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell? Yep. Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 1 nay.
Rules are suspended.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Julian for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy? Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 116-24, and adopted after suspension of your rules.
Mr. Clerk. Marino, if we could make sure that Duke and Matt, the enforcement officers for this, are aware, if Mr. Zuzo can let them know of the process and, you know, still effective, they're going to need to give everybody a notice, a warning, but once that warning, they don't have to keep going back if...
Well, it is correct. As soon as the mayor signs it, it is law of the land in the city. So, sure. Mayor, you and Phil will take care of that tomorrow. You and... Yeah. No, when you guys will take care of...
Oh, correct. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Mayor.
Mayor,
do you have an opinion on that?
On what? I do not.
I'm reading your consent agenda. Will the clerk please present the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 118-24, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request to Summit Supply for repair of sanitary sewer. Draft number 119-24, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the unappropriated water fund to the Contracted Labor Fund for the Waterline Extension Project at 2560 Stillwagon Road. And draft number 120-24, an ordinance authorizing American Municipal Power Incorporated on behalf of the City of Niles to contract with Professional Meter Installers, PMI, for electric meter site survey services, authorizing the appropriation of necessary funds.
Motion to suspend.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic for... Mention questions or comments. Philip, on draft 120-24, the $188,500, for the record, why does this not have to be bid out or RFQ'd?
AMP Power already did it. So we're a member of AMP. AMP already complied, provided us documentation of their competitive bidding.
Awesome. Thank you. I just wanted that in the record. Any other questions? Call the roll.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
For adoption. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy,
yes.
Ms. Dvorich,
yes.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of rules. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business is general comments from the public. If you would like to address City Council this evening, please raise your hand, be recognized by the chair, step forward, turn the mic on, state your name, and you'll be afforded 3 minutes. We encourage positive comments and refraining from impugning or making derogatory remarks about individuals. Would anyone like to address council this evening? Mr. Profato? You have to go over here. Yeah, and then there's push the button on there, Bernie.
So there you go, you're good.
Got to be smarter than the button, no, right? Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank council for the opportunity to come here to speak, the mayor and his staff. I'm here representing basically my daughter and about six of her neighbors on Ohio Avenue. My daughter bought a home there 20 years ago. I'm very proud of her because she can't be here tonight, that's why I'm representing her, because she helps raise families. She's in vitro, and she has a very tenacious job of making sure that everything goes right so these people can have a child in the future. So she gets stressful, and for almost 20 years, there's never been a problem. Now they're playing basketball, and there was something brought up earlier. I don't want to get involved in the Safety Council meeting, but, you know, what may seem trivial to some is not trivial to others. If it bothers one person or a number of people, as is now, then I think it's something that has to be looked into. You know, the law is very specific that I'm the first traffic officer in the city of Niles and retired after 33 years. And George and myself, I think if you cut us, we'll still bleed Niles Police blue. As a traffic officer, I've noticed the only time pedestrians are supposed to be in the streets is that there's no sidewalks. Streets are for vehicles and motor vehicle traffic only. Now, you know, again, if nobody complains, you have to have a complaining person. But if somebody complains about something, then there's some type of enforcement action should be taken. And that is either an oral warning, then move up to the written warning, and then possibly a citation and arrest. That's the way it was in the past. I don't think that has changed. And I say, we're already in council here where you can't keep giving people warnings because of, you know, when I first got in the police department, I'll never forget the first thing the officer that I had to ride with told me. He says, before you start the car, remember, we're not going to solve all the world's crimes today. You just got out of the police academy. Today there's a guy making a lock, and tomorrow there's 500 people trying to figure out how to break into that lock. And that's what it is here, as this gentleman agreed to. You're always going to have laws. I've been a sports official. I've been a police officer, and I found out that laws and rules are only made for 4 to 5% of the people. 95% of the people will do this. So what we're dealing with here is a 4%, 5% group that are out there, and they're not allowed to be in the streets. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. And so people there now, it's not the fact that they're playing in the street. It's the fact that the noise, the disruption, the basketball playing. And, you know, I've never seen my daughter where she's been this upset in the 20 years that she's lived there. Now, I can understand if you buy a home that's next to a railroad station or railroad tracks, then you have to learn to absorb and have to learn to adjust to that. But when you buy a home and for 20 years you don't have any problems, now you do because of one issue, and there's playing basketball on the street is, I know we want to keep our kids safe and stuff like that. That's correct. But you know what? We all did it. But you know what? That doesn't give us an excuse to condone it because we did it. Okay. I'm sorry? Do I need an additional 3 minutes?
No more time to talk.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm glad you gave me 3 minutes. Now I can bring my great-grandmother in, my grandmother, rather. She lived by, she's the one where I had to live by the radio, by the railroad station when I stayed there in the summer. And she told me, when she slapped me across the head in church at St. Anne's Church in New Galilee, Pennsylvania, when I was 5 years old, that you can only make a first impression once. And that's why she slapped me in front of those people. And so that's what I'm saying here is I think the depression that the people up there are getting is they're not getting any satisfaction. Their first impression is, hey, we're being overwhelmed and nobody's helping us. You know, I really applaud, you know, the job that the city's done. And I'm going to tell you, the mayor and his administration is by far the tops in all the lifetime that I've lived here. And this council is doing all they can to help people. And that's all they're asking for is to say, hey, you know, go up to the parents and say, your kids aren't allowed in the street. And it's not so much now that it escalates. Well, they're only playing basketball. Well, now they're shooting fireworks off in the street. And now they're playing loud music in the street. And now it just keeps extending and extending and extending. When you give them a little bit, you know, they stretch it as far as they can get it. I appreciate, again, I appreciate this opportunity. I know all of you here, and I know how diligent you are about doing your job in this city to make this city safe and comfortable to live in. And I think it's safe, but now for a number of people, it's uncomfortable. And they shouldn't have to live under those circumstances. They pay taxes. They support this community. You know, it's the first time in all the years I've been here. I remember before that people couldn't wait to move to Niles. Now I hear them talking about they can't wait to move out. Can't have that. Can't have that, folks. And I applaud, again, the police department, the job they're doing. Officer Crank, who replaced me as a traffic officer, is doing a fantastic job. And I gave 33 years of my life to this city as a police officer, and I'm very proud of that. And like I said, I bleed blue if you cut me. So in all essence, again, I want to thank the mayor and his administration, and Nikki especially, for kind of walking my daughter down. She kind of walked her down when she was totally upset, called the thing, and the mayor took the time out. I don't know of any mayor that would take the time out to call my daughter back and help her out and calm her down. So they're just asking for a little relief, folks. Again, streets are for cars and bicycles, trucks, not pedestrians.
Bernie, your time has expired.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Anyone else wish to address council? Anyone else? Anyone else in the opinion of the chair? There being none, miscellaneous remarks. Mayor?
Thanks, Bob. Just a reminder, tire drop-off or biannual tire drop-off is currently going on near the recycling center behind the police station. 10 tires and rims are accepted in the trailer provided. That's all of this week and all of next week. Our annual Touch a Truck event is Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Niles Wellness Center. Our e-waste drive, we have another round of electronic recycling. That is also Saturday near the recycling center. I believe it's in the police department parking lot from 10 to 1. And then finally, I did meet with our partners at Eastgate about the Appalachian Regional Grant Program, the $3.5 million for our downtown projects. All of the contracts have been executed, and detailed design, final design, is currently underway. So I'm hoping to have all of that wrapped up towards the end of the year and hopefully ground broken at some point this year or early next year.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Law Director?
No comment, thank you.
Safety Director? Mr. Service Director? Chief? Chief? Mr. Waddell?
Just a quick comment. Nice to see all.
Thank you, sir. Nice to see all the city streets that have been paved and have been paved. One of the comments, though, that I get is that then makes people think that it's a racetrack. So I'm asking the public to slow down, particularly in school areas, for sure. But I think that's something we're going to have to keep an eye on also. Thank you.
Mr. Johnston?
Yeah, I have a couple things. So at our last council meeting, there was a large presence from the city workers. It was nice to see them come out and support each other as they're getting ready to go into their negotiation. I made a comment in closing comments that I'm not sure came across. I want to make sure that I reiterate that, you know, we went around council, administration, the public. We went around and told them how much we appreciate them. We support them. And commended them on the job well done. That's all well and said. Now is the time to show them. And I hope they get every penny that they're worth, because I think we are so spoiled inside the city and we don't realize that. A lot of my coworkers are very envious when the power outages come and I'm back to work and I've already had my shower and they're going to in-laws and wherever. So appreciate the support verbally, but now it's time to show them, and I hope they get what they're worth. I want to talk about the CIC meeting. Our next CIC meeting will be September 17th. That's at 4:30, and it'll be held at the Wellness Center. Everyone's encouraged. It is a public meeting. You guys are all welcome to come. Hope to see you there. And I can't put into words how great it is to see Cindy back here.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes. Mindy, I'm happy to see you back sitting right next to me. I've missed you. I've been praying for you and John Bowes. I just hope you continue to get better and better every day, and I'll continue praying for you. I'm just so happy to see you here. Now, as far as council, you know, I'm not always the most well-spoken. Sometimes I get a little nervous, but when it comes to the constituents in the third ward, if you need me, I'm here for you. All you have to do is call, send an email. I will respond. I will get to you as quickly as I can. And if I don't, just come at me again. I will do everything I can to get to you and try to help you with your.
Mrs. Dvorich.
I have to say thank you to all my fellow castmates up here who reached out to me continually with phone calls, with cards, with text messages, with prayer. And I believe that John and I are here tonight because of those prayers. Prayers from the administration, from the residents of the city. And I'd like to tell you, you know, day by day, I'm getting better and better and hope to continue down that path. But the best news that I have to deliver to you is a month ago, my husband's oncologist looked at him and said, John, today I can tell you, you're cancer-free. There's a man who beat stage 4 cancer.
Julian?
Welcome back to both of you guys.
Mr. Lassick. Mr. Salito.
I mean, most know that the Dvorich family is close friends with mine and with my family as well, and it's just such a breath of fresh air to see them there, and I'm glad that Mindy pointed out that, you know, John was going through some serious treatments himself while he was trying to maintain hers, so it's just great to have her back. And I will say that I do think that what's going on with the city, the council, administration is unprecedented as far as moving forward right now in a unified manner. So,
thank you. Motion to adjourn by Mr. Joyan, seconded by Mr. Borge. All in favor signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone.